It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Members of Congress are reacting to last week's military raid on Venezuela and the capture of that country's president.
The U.S. Senate advanced legislation yesterday that would require congressional approval for further military action in Venezuela. A full vote is expected next week. Even if it passed, it would face a tough road in the House and a likely veto by the president.
Also, President Trump is sending more federal immigration officers to Minneapolis days after an ICE agent shot and killed a woman in her car there. Two people were hospitalized in Portland yesterday after being shot in their car by a Border Patrol agent in Portland.
We're reaching out to members of Wisconsin's delegation on the news. Yesterday, we heard from Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Democratic House Representative Mark Pocan joins us now, representing the 2nd Congressional District that covers Madison, Reedsburg, and Dodgeville. Representative Pocan, thanks for joining us again.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
In your view, was the raid on Venezuela to capture Maduro justified?
Well, we know it's illegal by both international and U.S. standards. U.S. law, Congress, via Article 1 of the Constitution, has that power to declare war, and what they did was would fall into the definition of that. But also international law would bar what happened. So, you know, this is something that we had a very uninformative classified briefing this week. They didn't really answer questions directly. I don't think they know what the next steps are, how much money we're going to spend, will there be boots on the ground, how long are we going to be there, and all of that should worry people greatly.
The administration has argued that since they've filed charges against Maduro related to drug trafficking, among other things, that this wasn't an act of war. It was an act of criminal law, an act of justice and enforcement. What do you say to that argument?
Well, I've heard multiple justifications for this. Most often they're saying now that they've done it is oil. And that's not something that's a justification within the criminal statute. Also, the attorney general, when she gave it in the briefing, spoke for all of maybe 2 minutes out of an hour, and it was everything else was the military talking about it. So, you know, I know they're making up every excuse to justify an illegal action, but, you know, one, I want to make sure that we don't have young American men and women putting their lives at risk for something that Congress is not authorized as required by the law. But two, how much are we going to spend on this? Every time we asked, they refused to answer. And, you know, that worries me greatly.
Yesterday, we heard from Ron Johnson, Republican senator from Wisconsin. Here he is talking about the administration's justification for the military effort in the abduction of Maduro.
And we use the oil and our ability to use Western resources to use that oil and other resources to Venezuela for the benefit of the Venezuelan people, for Venezuela, for the Western Hemisphere, and for America. I mean, this is, that there was way too much foreign influence from our adversaries, Iran, Cuba, Russia, China. And, you know, this is basically a reinstitution of the Monroe Doctrine.
I want to get your response to two separate points there. The U.S. Capturing oil vessels, taking Venezuelan oil, and as Senator Johnson says, going into the oil business in effect for the benefit of Venezuela. The U.S. managing Venezuelan oil, what do you think about that?
You know, again, we asked many questions. They had few answers for us, and that's the real problem. They don't even know where they'd put the money necessarily, that they'd park if they're going to do this. All they could tell us, traders would deal with this on the markets, but they didn't talk about who gets the money, how it would be distributed, is this, you know, paying American oil companies to improve infrastructure does not sound like a good use of tax dollars. All sorts of things. It's just they are either refusing to share, or I really believe they don't know what they're doing yet. It's kind of like they did the invasion. We're occupying it, but we don't know or really have a plan on how to do that properly. And that's all very troublesome, much less just deciding that, you know, somehow that oil is at the bottom line of all of this. And Donald Trump told oil executives about this before he told Congress. And again, that's against the law.
And Senator Johnson referred to the reinstitution of the Monroe Doctrine, the idea that the Western Hemisphere is the U.S. sphere of influence and we could take military action to keep adversaries like China out. What concerns do you have about that wider sense of mission there?
Look, what I think people contact my office about are they're worried they can't afford groceries, they can't afford durable goods, health insurance has gone up because of Republican action last year in Congress, utility costs are rising, and they're being price of being able to get by day to day. And, you know, anything that suddenly puts us into the imperialism business, starting to occupy countries, that's costly, that doesn't make sense. So, you know, that's what I'm hearing from people in the district. They just want to get by day to day, and they see all of these actions, including the president's tariffs, counter to their best interests.
European allies concerned over the White House's talk about Greenland, offers to purchase it, threats that military takeovers of Greenland are not off the table. What does the United States need direct control of Greenland, as the Trump administration says, for national security?
No, we need adults in the White House to get the president to focus on affordability for Americans right now. And, you know, this obsession he has with Greenland, there's not a national security concern. But now the fact he's going to give, you know, people in Greenland up to maybe $100,000 to try to buy their favor. Look, Americans would love to be able to just afford groceries and their health care. You know, maybe we deal with checks with them rather than what he's doing. So the bottom line is the president's not making his promise of America first. He's certainly not making his promise of making things more affordable. And every time he's either going to threaten Colombia or Mexico or Cuba or Greenland or everyone that he's currently threatening, it takes us off focus of what we should be doing.
We're talking to Representative Mark Pocan, Democratic House lawmaker representing the 2nd Wisconsin Congressional District. Representative Pocan, let's move on to the shooting of a woman in Minneapolis on Wednesday by an ICE agent. Videos of her death widely shared. From what you are seeing, do you think the agent should face consequences? Should there be a change in how ICE operates?
Well, I mean, ICE is a rogue agency, right? They think they're above the law. They're told they have impunity. They can do anything. And we're seeing those actions, unfortunately, unfold. This is very clear when you watch the video. She was turning away. There was not any. This is someone who was dropping a kid off. They weren't part of the protest. And the fact that an ICE agent shot three times, including after the car had completely been out of the direction, they don't have the proper training. The people who are going to that agency don't have the proper oversight, and it has gone to a point that we're doing things that are very un-American, and I think many of us are going to continue to push, including on their funding, because ICE has gone too rogue for what we need.
When we talked to Senator Ron Johnson yesterday, he said he wants elected officials to, quote, stop inciting people to impede lawful operations. What do you say to those who share his view that, hey, the way to avoid this violence is to not have protesters at ICE enforcement sites?
Well, you know, they try that in places like Nazi Germany and other parts of the world where you're not allowed to protest, you're not allowed to have the freedom of a right of expression, and that doesn't work so well. So, you know, if that's what Ron wants, maybe he can find a country that'll satisfy him. He does have a private jet. He can get there quickly. For the rest of us, look, we want to keep the values of America intact. Those values are not what we're seeing executed, and I use that word specifically, with ICE. And, you know, I think this is something that needs greater control. Clearly, Republicans in Congress are not doing that. So, you know, perhaps come November, we'll be able to make some changes.
The investigation of this incident appears now to be solely in federal hands. Minnesota officials say they have, in effect, been frozen out of the investigation after initially it was going to be a joint investigation between FBI and Minnesota state law enforcement. What are your concerns about this only being investigated by the federal government, not with Minnesota participating?
You know, again, you know, this isn't the Gestapo, right? This should fall within the purview of Minnesota to do what they need to do, and they're not going to be given the information, and therefore they likely aren't going to be able to move forward with an investigation. And just say again that you have impunity just because you work for ICE. No, I mean, this is Customs and Border Patrol. We should have people at the border, not in parts of Minnesota doing this, and much less across the country, including we saw Wisconsin and Eau Claire this week. We need to have a policy that is humane and rational and actually protects the border and does what the president said. He told us criminals are going to be deported, and we're seeing the vast, vast majority of people that are being deported are not criminals. So, again, the president hasn't been truthful to us. Republicans haven't been truthful. And from what we're hearing in our office, people are smart enough to discern the difference.
Now, this is happening in Minnesota, but ICE enforcement going on around the country. Are there things, absent what you're hoping for from the federal government, are there things you'd like to see Wisconsin at the state level or local governments do when it comes to their relationship with ICE and the Border Patrol and enforcement?
Well, fortunately, and I'm knocking on wood as I'm saying this, we haven't seen a lot of the problems that other places have with ICE, but you know, the amount of money that the Republicans just gave them at a time of, you know, everyone's having affordability issues, American families are, it was, I think, $150 billion, which is about as big as all but five countries' national defense budgets. That was the extra money given to ICE and the big ugly law. So they will be hiring up, and they probably won't do the adequate training like they haven't, and those folks will be enforcing in Wisconsin. And that's where I think local and state direction and control is going to be really important. But what we're seeing right now is when you say things like ICE has impunity and somehow they're above the law, including local and state laws, I think, again, that's the opposite direction we should be going.
As we wrap up, I want to turn back to Venezuela. As we mentioned at the outset, the Senate advanced toward a vote legislation that would require congressional approval for further action in Venezuela. Do you see any similar efforts happening in the House?
Yeah, that will be coming back to the House. We already had a vote at the end of the year, and everyone in the Wisconsin Republican delegation voted against Congress having its Article I powers. Look, we are a co-equal branch of government. We are actually the ones given the power to go and make a call to go into war, and we need to exercise that. The Senate, fortunately, in a bipartisan way, realized that. I hope we'll do that when it comes back to the House. But it's time that Congress start acting like a co-equal branch, not a subservient branch. And unfortunately, Speaker Mike Johnson is an incredibly weak speaker. He's just pretty much doing the bidding of the president. And that's not serving the American people, because we're the closest elected representatives at the House. It is our founders' intention to have members of Congress make these decisions, and that's not what's happening.
Representative Pocan, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, Democrat from South Central Wisconsin. We've been talking about U.S. military action in Venezuela and the aftermath of a woman being shot and killed by an ICE agent this week in Minneapolis. Our interview yesterday with Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson on those topics is online at WPR.org.